Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Realistic Positive Affirmations. Grounded confidence is where we ditch the airy-fairy nonsense and get real about building self-love that actually sticks. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? Like there's this invisible checklist of shoulds you just can't seem to tick off? You know, that inner critic whispering doubts in your ear? It's time we ditch those voices and learn to love ourselves for the amazing, unique individuals we are. Today, we're diving deep into self-love and acceptance, not the, I woke up feeling like a goddess, kind of thing, though, hey, good for you if that happens. But the real, down-to-earth kind of self-love that gets us through those tough days and helps us shine even when we feel less than perfect. Ready to get grounded in some serious self-acceptance? Let's go. First things first, remember that comparing yourself to others is like trying on clothes at a store. You can admire what looks good on someone else, but it doesn't mean it will look good on you. We're all works in progress, with our own unique journeys and timelines. Focus on your growth, not on keeping up with the Joneses or anyone else for that matter. Second, let's talk about those pesky negative thoughts. Ever notice how they seem to pop up out of nowhere, like unwanted guests at a party? The key is to recognize them, acknowledge them, and then gently invite them to leave. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's true. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a garden. You wouldn't let weeds take over, right? So why let those negative thoughts grow unchecked? Choose to cultivate positive thoughts instead. It takes practice, but with time, you'll find yourself thinking more kindly and compassionately towards yourself. Third, celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Celebrate it. Did you wake up on the right side of the bed today? That's a win too. Recognizing and appreciating your achievements, no matter how small they seem, builds confidence and self-love. Now, fourth, don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. We all need support sometimes, and there's strength in vulnerability. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. And lastly, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel confident and others when you struggle. Be kind to yourself throughout the process, and never give up on cultivating that deep sense of self-acceptance. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's a brilliant writer with this amazing idea for a novel. But there's a catch. She's constantly battling self-doubt. What if it's not good enough? She thinks, what if people hate it? This inner critic keeps whispering negative things, holding her back from sharing her work with the world. But Sarah decides to take a different approach. She starts practicing self-love by focusing on her strengths, celebrating her writing achievements, and reminding herself that even experienced authors face rejections. She acknowledges her fears but chooses not to let them control her. And you know what? She shares her work. It's met with incredible feedback. People love it. She realizes that taking the leap of faith and believing in herself was the key. That's the power of self-love. It allows us to overcome our fears and embrace our true potential. Remember, every time you choose kindness towards yourself, you are taking a step towards cultivating a more authentic and fulfilling life. So, what will you do today to show yourself some love? Write down three things you appreciate about yourself. Spend some time doing something you enjoy. Or simply remind yourself that you are worthy of love and happiness, just as you are. Keep spreading that positive energy, guys. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with someone who needs a little self-love boost, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.